asking you to turn to a page that should say Lamed Vav on it.
Yep.
A lot of tzaddikim here. Okay, this is on page Lamed Vav. So if you recall, Rav Soloveitchik on page Lamed Vav raises a fundamental chakira about the nature of Shavya Nafshi Chatich Dusur. Is it midin A, Adam Neman al Atzmo, or is it midin B, a neder?
Neder.
And then Afkamina would be for a cherem kahal, which means that the leaders of a particular community established, they enacted a cherem, and they created an Iser, which means that no one is allowed to come from outside this city and shecht an animal, and if he does, the shechita is psula. And the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon, says this is all based on Shavya Nafshi Chaticha D'Isura. So Rav Soloveitchik says that if Shavya Nafshi operates midin hodas baldin of Adam Neman al Atzmo Yosef Imeya Ish, it has no application to the case of Cherem Kol. Why? Because in Cherem Kol, the members of the Kol are not willing to accept that every single Shochet who comes from yonder is definitely Choshed on Shechita Psula. They know very well that they're a good Shochtim even outside that city. So Roa came from the city of Mechuzah, right? So you might say, well, in Mechuzah all the Shochtim are great, but outside of Mechuzah they're not great. No. They were good Shochtim in Surah, in Pupadisa, in Ardah. There were many different cities in Bava, and they had good Shochtim. So I'm not willing to accept this Cherem. What, that every single Shochet that comes from Yenemsvelt is definitely a charlatan? I don't want to accept that. I mean, we know that there are cases of Shochtim who are charlatans. My father had such a case in the city of Bangor in Maine. That's where his first rabbinate position was. And there was a lot of shechita coming through Bangor, Maine. And I think I told you this. He discovered after he checked out the shochtim that there were two shochtim that were selling treifas in Bangor, Maine. And then he understood why his grandfather called America the treifa Medina. But I'm not going to say that every single shochet, is just because he doesn't live in that call, he's by definition a charlatan. So there's no halacha here of hodas bal din. The members of the community are not saying rah rah rah. They're objecting here. Why are you telling me that every shochet? Ah, but there's a new din, and this is a different categorization of shavya nafshi called a neder or a shvua of the tzibur itself. And we had a long discussion about that. Now on page Lamed Zayin. Mm-hmm. No, I need Lamed Ches. Just 1 second. Did I give you Lamed Ches?
Yeah.
Oh. So on Lamed Ches, he has a number of additional nafkiminas. So this we spoke about. Let me just see. Where is it? Oh, Lamed Tes. Sorry, Lamed Tes. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
It says Beis on the top.
Excellent. So he says the following. That what happens in a case where we could be bodek the sakin. So somebody comes from outside the city, mm-hmm, and he shechts the behema, and now we can check it out. Again, you have to know the dinim, how exactly you check it out. But whatever it is, let's just accept the scenario. We checked it out, and we found out that the shechita was a perfectly good shechita. He says the following. If we're operating midin nemonus, I don't need his nemonus. So even if the cherem told me that you can't trust anyone from outside the city for whatever reason, but in this case we have an independent way of examining his shechita and we determine that his shechita is perfectly reliable. But if you go with shavya nafshe, then shavya nafshe is cherem hakol, which is considered as a Haflos Hatzibur, Keilu Kol Yochid Vyochid Meatzibur Kibel as Ashru al Atzmo, a Neder al Atzmo, Shalolechol, even with a Shechita Kshera, unless it's from the local Shochtim. So somebody asked me yesterday, by the way, that maybe this whole thing sounds a little fishy. Maybe the reason why they took this cheirim is because they wanted to guarantee that there'd be no competition for the local shochtim. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a case where they were afraid that if we allow a hefkervelt, you know, a laissez-faire, that other shochtim will come from other cities. Maybe these shochtim are not reliable. So that makes sense. Only if you assume that we're not dealing with an issue of nemanus, we're not saying that, you know, any shochet that comes in front of us from a different city, he's not trustworthy, but because then we know he's trustworthy, he has proof in the pudding, we checked out his shchita and he did an excellent shchita, but rather it's based on the shvua of the tzibur. And now he goes on to another nafkamina. What happens if this shochet who came from Yenisville, he was unaware of the cherim? You know, he walked into the town, there was no big sign that said, we excommunicate all shochtim. He was unaware of it. That's called what? Shoget. So he's a shoget. He violated the cherim b'shgaga. He says the following, that if you go with the shach, that the problem is we have a reason to be choshed him, right? That he's a charlatan. Then why should we be choshed? Why should we have suspicion about this shochet who is unaware of the cherem? You know, the shach is saying, well, if he violates the cherem, you know, he's not a neman person. It's not somebody that we can trust.
Just because he doesn't know about the cherem doesn't mean he's not a ramoy.
Correct. Who says he's a... He may be a Ramoy, maybe not. But why should we exclude his Shechita?
Simply because of lack of knowledge.
He wasn't aware of the Chayim. He didn't have the knowledge. Call him amazed. I mean, say, if you call a person amazed, he violated the Chayim, that's gufa, a Gili Milsa, that maybe this guy is a charlatan. Why did he violate the Chayim? Right. But if he didn't violate the Chayim, except he was a Shogeg, he's a naive, he was unaware, you know, in his naivete, and I don't mean that in a pejorative sense, I'm saying in his lack of awareness, he didn't violate the cherem, as far as his awareness is concerned. But if you're going to say that it's a cherem of the call, meaning as a shvua, lefi tama gra, mistaber de shchitoso asura, we're going to prohibit his shchita, even though his violation of the cherem was b'shogeg, the afal gav di eno choshud, you know, there's no reason to suspect him that he's a charlatan. But mikovakov harei kahal osru shchitoso anafshe midin neder. So I can take something that we know for sure is basar shchuta, it's heter gomer, but I can take a neder, or I can say shavya nafshe, I can take upon myself that this is awesome, and it's not awesome. But it's us. Why? Because the Torah gave us a parasha in the Dorim. And who has the power vested in him to create this neder on behalf of the entire Kohol? The Manhigei HaKohol.
And they don't have Chavim, they don't have Chavim, Shalom B'Fanav.
Right, and they're Chavim Shalom B'Fanav. Then he has a third nafkamina. Wait, let me just see, is this number three or number four? I just want to go over it in my mind. The first nafkamina, right, was what? Was if we were bodeg, and the second nafkamina if he did it for shogeg. Now we're up to number three. I think it's number three. But for some reason, I don't know, something's gnawing at me in the back of my mind that there was another nafkamina that we mentioned already. Just give it one more second. That if it's a question of what? Of I don't remember. Okay, so now we get to another nafkamina. What happens, I call it a grassroots spontaneous prohibition that we shouldn't accept other shochtim. That's called in the language of the shach, hakol poslu shchitas hakol. Hakol means anyone outside the kol, without an official cherem. Now, I thought that if there's no official cherem, then if there's no official cherem, then if you go with the gaon that we're talking about a cherem, then it has to have an official cherem. If you're going with the shach, oh, very good. And let's see if I was mechavin. It could be that I'm going to say the exact opposite of what he's going to say. I don't know. In the case of Shavya Nafshi B'Toris Nemonus, that I don't believe any outside shechita that would work even without the cherem. Are you with me? Because we decided, you know, like in the kibbutz, what I don't know what they call it. They have a name for it in the kibbutzim when they get together. Oh, Asifat HaChavirim, I think it's called, right? So the Chavirim get together. They decided, you know, we don't trust anybody outside. You know, today in today's kibbutzim, they're probably not talking about shechita. They're talking about some other reason we don't trust anybody. So that's what they accepted. So that would trigger off the Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Disura of the Shach, which means Adam Neman Al Atzmo, and I don't trust any other Shochtim. But if we go with the Gaon is saying that this is Halacha in Cherem Kol as a Haflas HaTzivur, then for that we need a Cherem. It's not enough that the Kahal decided that we don't accept the others. The only thing that bothers my mind is that the Gaon is not, he's not excluding another Shavya Nafshi. No, the Gaon is working with Shavya Nafshi Midin Neder, but I don't believe he's denying the fundamentals that the Shavya Nafshi Midin Adam Neman Al Atzma. But this, let's just see what the paragraph says. I have a problem. I don't know if anybody heard my mumblings, my musings.
You're talking about the Shofar himself.
No. What I mean to say is that I can't believe that the Gaon would reject the concept of Adam Nemel Atzmo Nisurim. I mean, you can upgrade Shavya Nafshe to a level of Neder and call it Aflas Atzibur, but not to replace the basic fundamental definition of Shavya Nafshe. If I know something is awesome, then it's Shavya Nafshe. Mm-hmm. So, for example, we have Shavya Nafshe. The Gemara wants to know, a woman says Eishas Ishani, right? The Gemara in Ksuvus Chaf Beis that we saw yesterday, or at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch Yoridei, it says that the Shochet says that my Shchit is unreliable. I know that I did some sort of Psul Shchit, so we apply Shavya Nafshe. So what are you going to tell me, that it's not Adam Nemel Atzmo? There's no Aflas HaTzibur, and therefore we're going to be, you know, you can't just, I think what the Gaon is saying is that in addition to the classic Shavya Nafshe, which operates midin adam nemel atzmo, in the case of kol, of cherem kol, I have another reason for Shavya Nafshe, another category for Shavya Nafshe, midin neder. So let's see if he says this. Oh, ayin shach is af below cherem shchitaso asura kevin shach kol poslu shchitas hakol. V'nira d'lo shayach lo, what is this? Lo shayach lomar hochi elo l'fisvaras hashach. I know he wants to say the shach is kind of l'shitoso. And if the shach is l'shitoso, we can operate with adam neven al atzmo. Good, so we're on the right track. But according to the Gaon, that the whole Yisur is based on Shavya Nafshe, Chaticha di sura, which means that it has the din of neder, it came established lo shayach lesser ella al yidei cherem. What does he mean? I don't know. I can't understand this. I don't know. This doesn't make any sense to me. And now we'll take a look at Gimel on page Mem. Hashochet b'fnei Eidim, right? He shechts in front of two Eidim for the sake of a guy. And all of a sudden, people want to buy this meat. And he says, don't buy this meat because I didn't shecht it properly. Now, there were two Eidim who saw the shechita. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that we're allowed to eat the meat,
but he's not.
But he's not allowed to eat the meat because of Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Disur. And once again, I submit to you that the Gaon is going to have to be on board here. He can't deny this halacha. The Gaon is only saying that in the case of Cherem Kol, we have an additional Shavya Nafshei, which transcends the personal individual and goes through the entire chapter of the Tzibur, the whole mechanism of the Tzibur. But he's not denying that on an individual level you have Shavya Nafshei Chaticha Disura. So the Mishnah Lamelech is not on board here, because there are two Edim that contradict the Shochet. So what is Shavya Nafshei Chaticha Disura? Shavya Nafshei means I can trust that this happened, which would mean therefore it's Asur. In the absence of Edim, right, nobody knows what the status of this object is. So then you could say Shavya Nafshei Chaticha Disura.
Unless he doesn't know the halacha, how can he can say that I know a shecht did not kosher, and they have two witnesses, he's shecht good.
Right.
I mean, this is not it's a matter of messias. You can see it. Either the sakin was good or was not good, and there was no hesitancy and whatever.
So the Mishnah Melech actually vacillates back and forth. Is this Shavya Nafshei against two Eidim? So he's saying it's Asur, and we have two Eidim who are saying it's Mutter. He says that the Ikra Sofik depends on how we define Shavya Nafshei. If it's Mitam Neder, so who cares about Eidim? I mean, Neder means I can create an Isur. Well, you can tell me that it's Mutter. I know it's Mutter, but for me it's Asur because of Neder. But if it's midin nemanus, how can we give him nemanus, even al atzmo, if we have a clear decision of evidence that there are two eidim that testify? How can he contradict the two eidim? That's not midin nemanus.
Because then it's not shavya nafshei, shavya akol olam. I mean, if it's not any of neder, then what's it got to do with him prati? He's declaring that this isn't edible, it's not kosher to eat for everybody. It's not just for me.
Right.
So
and therefore,
how can they go against
but
it?
But since the Edom say that it was a good Shechita, then he doesn't have the power to say that nobody should eat this.
I understand, but I'm saying that the Svara to say that it's not a Neder contradicts the phrase. If it's called Shavya Nafshei. I mean, if it's not a Neder, then it's not just me. I'm making a statement that affects everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the phrase is Shavya Nafshei. It can only be me.
Can only be Neder.
Then I don't see any other way.
Yeah.
Good. Oh, you mean to say if it's midin adam neman al atzmo, what's
no?
But
wait a second. Neder.
If it's midin neder, so
if it's midin neder,
Shavya Nafshei.
But
if it's other logical, you know, other possible reasons to say I can answer this piece of meat, but it's not just for me. Only neder would apply to me. If he wants to say there's something more.
Well, no. What I'm saying is that every case of Shavya Nafshei means that it was heter gamur. Right, we have a chazaka that it's heter, or maybe even two edim, and so Shavya Nafshei means he's neman, but it's not midin neder, but he's neman that it's not kosher, but only as far as himself is concerned. So again, he himself would say it's also for everybody, but it's not also for everybody because we have objective evidence that's mutter for everybody. But nevertheless, he's neman al atzmo, so he's made it into something that's also on himself, not midin neder, but because he's believed l'gabi atzmo.
What about the growth?
Now wait a second, is this the same as what we saw on Lamed Tes? Just one second. On Lamed Tes, we said that the Shach understood that Cherem Kol was an issue of Nemanus, that we don't trust the Shochet. And the Gaon said it was Midin Shavya Nafshei as a called it Haflas HaTzibur, correct? Neder, Haflas HaTzibur. So just one second. So now the Rav has all these nafkiminos. So let's just see. Again, let's go through. If we do a B'dikas HaSakin, so then there's no reason to exclude. Yeah, no, this is... I think we're... I'm sorry, I'm not blaming anybody. I got confused a little. I thought that this Sif Gimel, you know, this whole section, is going back to the Shach and the Gaon in the first two Se'ifim, about the case of a Shochet from another town. No, that's something else. The Shochet from another town is the Shach says we have to exclude him because we don't trust him. And the Gaon says that it's Shavya Nafshi Midin Cherem Kol. And those are all the nafkaminas that we have here,
right,
in terms of this Shochet who came in from the outside. Now we get to Gimel. Gimel is already a whole new discussion. He wants to know, whenever we do apply Shavya Nafshi, how does it operate? Right, the Shach holds that in the case of Cherem Kol, if the Shochet comes from outside, that's not Shavya Nafshi. That's Asur Midin Chisar Nemanis, or we call it Chashat. Let me just see, make sure I'm saying you. By Kosev Shulchan, if we go back to the beginning of the article, Bir Ashat, Ainatam Yishun Davi Kichoshut. No mention of Shavya Nafshe. It was the Gaon who mentioned Shavya Nafshe, and we identified the Gaon with Neder. Now, we're going back to grassroots, we're going back to basics. What is the definition of Shavya Nafshe? And again, the Gaon is going to say it's a Neder. But the Mishnah Melech thinks that maybe it's not midin neder, it's midin nemanus, that an odom neman al atzma. And now we have the Rav saying that if it's odom neman al atzma, he can't be neman al atzma against two edim. Again, I don't see that, but that's the Rav's thinking. If on the other hand you're going with neder, then a person can take a neder against two edim, right? The edus is irrelevant.
Regardless.
Yeah, but if he can't take against the two edim, then he's finished even with his memon al nasha. He's also himself to eat his own shechita because they said he's no good.
Well, again, the Rav is saying that if shavya nafshe works me din emonus, then enchinami. If there are two edim, then there's no shavya nafshe. The only way he could justify this tzad, which apparently the Rashba accepted,
yes,
that Shavya Nafshi is not impressed, so to speak, it will not kowtow to Edim, right, is only if you introduce Neder.
Yeah,
but again, the main thing I wanted to point out is that we should not confuse. It's very misleading when you read this essay, you know, you get to number Gimel, you think it's a hemshech of what we started with before. It's not. It's a separate discussion. What is the nature of Shavya Nafshe? And the Nafkamina is going to be against two Eidim. If Shavya Nafshe is within Nemonis, so we're not going to accept this Nemonis against two Eidim. There's no such thing as Nemonis against two Eidim. But if we're going to operate within Nether, then Shavya Nafshe will operate. So now let's see the second Nafkamina. So Shulchan Aruch writes, Shochet Shehed Olav Eid Echad Sheshochat Shalom Kehogen. So there's only one witness. Now, if there's only one witness, we don't believe that witness. That's called Eid Echad Behakhosha. So what that means is, it's a little tricky because it all depends who comes in first. So we'll call him Reuven and we'll call him Shimon. Reuven is the first Eid to come in, and let's say he testifies that it's kosher. Now Shimon comes in and says it's not kosher. So we accept Reuven and we reject Shimon. That's called Eid Echad Bakoshalav Klum. If on the other hand Shimon came in first, then we accept his testimony, and then if Reuven contradicts him, we'll throw out Reuven.
Yeah.
So the Shach, well, before we get to the Shach, the Shulchan Aruch writes that after a person shechs an animal, if somebody comes in and says, no, I know you didn't do a proper shechita, he's not believed. Why? Because Eid Echad Bakoshalav Klum. And the Shach goes even a step further, and he says that this aide who testified that the shechita was
no
invalid, he himself could eat from the meat.
Because the decision is Eid Echad Bakoshalav Klum.
Right, so we're going to have to again activate what we said before.
But it's not Shavya Nafshe.
That it's not the Shavya Nafshe of Neder, it's the Shavya Nafshe of Nemanus,
yeah.
And against two Edom he's not believed, and against one Ed in this case he's not believed, because the one Ed is like two Edom. Bir Ashach, Shem Arik, the Osa Shchita Atzma Asura Leha Ed. Ah, he's going to introduce Shavya Nafshe. V'tama Lov HaPrach, the Mabakach. I'm sorry, just one second, I made a mistake here, I skipped a few lines.
Yeah.
He says the following, that Mikanu lahaba shchitas muteres, but on this shchit itself, he can't eat from it because of Shavya Nafshe. So I thought, this was a thought that occurred to me, as I was reading this, that if you hold that Shavya Nafshe is Nemanus, like we saw in the Shach, like we saw in the Mishnah Melech in one side, and the Rashba accepted that side, that it's just 1 second. No, the Rashba did not accept that side. Well, anyway, let's go back just to the Mishnah Melech, so the names don't confuse us. So in one side of the Mishnah Melech, we're going to assume that Shavya Nafshe does not operate against two Eidim. It's not meaningful, it's not valid. Correct, it's not valid. So okay. In other words, if the objective evidence is absolutely conclusive, then there's no Shavya Nafshe. Why? Because Adam Neman is only if we can give him Nemanus. But if we can't give him Nemanus because we have absolute clarity to the opposite. Also, I would have said, therefore, Eidechad Bakhoshi, he's allowed to eat from that Shechita. Yeah,
he is. That's what it says.
That's not the Shach. Well, the Marik, I should say. The Osa Shechita Atzma Asura.
Oh, okay. All right, he's doing Shavya Nafshe.
But that's what I'm telling you, that in the previous paragraph, if you accept one side in the Mishnah Melech, then Shavya Nafshe could not operate, valid against objective evidence. And right. If Eidechad Bakhosh Alav Klum, then there's no evidence against the Shochet who says I shechted properly, and he's believed.
Then so it's not Nemos, it's Neder.
Correct. Now that's a little bit odd, because the Shach seems to be operating, at least in the name of the Barik, Mitzad Neder. Right. And I'm not sure about that, because you know, until now, we were assuming. So wait a minute. Let me just make this calculation. Do we know anything about the Shach as far as Neder is concerned? Just 1 second.
I believe.
Shach says that what? Shochet b'fnei Eidim v'avaman. It was tikkun mikil Shach te'en neman miu yedidei asura tarsham yanafsh. Again, in the case of the Cherem call, the Shach was operating midin choshu, but that doesn't prove anything about Shavya Nafshe. Could be the Shach would hold the Shavya Nafshe is midin neder. Mm-hmm. The reason I say so, because I think the Shach, in quoting the Marik here, is maintaining that Shavya Nafshe is midin neder. Do you see why I came to that conclusion? So wait a second. So let me just ask you a simple question. If Shavya Nafshe work operates midin neder, and this aid says that the Shechita was a Shechita Psula, so then he took a neder, l'chor, he took a neder, not just on this Shechita, but on any Shechita from that same Shochet. Because he's not trusting the Shochet.
No, he saw the Shechita. But he said it was no good.
But the Shechita, the Shochet is lying. According to, again, we don't believe the aid, but according to the aid, the Shochet is lying through his teeth. How can you tell me you shechted this? I know you didn't. But we don't believe him because Eid Echad Bakhosh Alav Klum. But on the other hand, Shavya Nafshe. See, he says, I think that he did tshuva, maybe. Let's see.
He says that it's not Shaykh Lahab.
He says, Daha. Now this is interesting. Why is he compelled, the Marik, to introduce the element of tshuva? Because if you don't introduce the element of tshuva, and the aid is saying that this shochet is a no good, you know, he's machil nevelus and treifus, then you can't eat from a shechita mikan l'haba either, unless you introduce this tshuva element. Without tshuva,
It's a done deal.
He says, "V'tomel of a prach, sheyuchal hashochi lasas tshuva mikan lahava lo kol od shelo osa tshuva hare shkitosa psula divrei." All right, that's exactly true. V'im kain, so what bothers the prach? Amai lo shayach lomar shavya nafshi chaticha di sura kol ma sheyishchot hashochi konem sheyasa tshuva. He's upset here. Apparently, the way he reads this Marik, the Marik is saying that there's no problem, meaning from now on, the aide who testified that the so-and-so's shochet was not a good shkita, he's allowed to eat from the shkita. But grant me that until he does tshuva during that interim period, he the aide, is not allowed to eat from the shochet. Now, I'm not sure when the shochet is going to do tshuva, because the shochet thinks that he didn't do anything
it's
wrong. Yeah, I don't know what
he did it right.
So I asked him to do tshuva.
It's all legal forever. So
no, but again, what's the Marik saying? The Marik is saying that Mikadol Avi can eat from his shkita.
Right, it's only the shkita that's about.
Right, so the Prach says, well, how do you know he did tshuva? But I'm just saying, in all likelihood, according to the Prach's logic, and then that's why he's coming to the opposite conclusion as the Marik, he'll never do tshuva, right, and you'll never be able to eat from this.
Exactly.
But he doesn't understand the Prach, because the Prach says that from this moment and on, he's allowed to eat from his shkita. So, we might say that, okay, you know, he's going to do tshuva, but that's down the line. How could the Marik allow him to eat from it right now? And I think the answer is because the Marik is not operating with Shavya Nafshi as a neder. He's operating with Shavya Nafshi as nemonis. And therefore there's no Shavya Nafshi.
You're looking at two different standards here.
Wait, give me one second. I just want to make sure I have the mathematics here. Again, the Marik is saying that although the Shach allows you to eat Mikano Lahava, but that's only with the exclusion of this particular Shkita. As far as this particular Shkita, says the Marik, that's Shavya Nafshi Chatich Lissur. So what is he operating with? Is he operating with Neder? If he's operating with Neder...
He says Marik's operating with Neder.
It's right.
So let's just think about this. So if he's operating with Neder, then Lechora, how can the Marik allow him to eat from this shechita mikano lahava? Just one second. If he was operating with midin and monet, yeah. So yeah, it shouldn't depend. So what's the Rav? I thought the Rav was going to say it's depending on these two definitions of shavya nafshe. Oh, let's see. Ulefid vareinu, we're on page mem aleph. Yesh levayra shaprach sov the shavya nafshe midin and monet. Leficha hukshalo amaylo nesra shchita mikano lahava avol amarik hevin shechavya nafshi midin neder. So what? I don't get it. He took a neder, and in his neder he said that I believe that this shchita never took place. Leficha chelo delo amirin shavya nafshi kisheino barur. Oh wow! What is he saying? He's talking a curveball.
Yishaer haneder leolam.
Yishaeno bar sheyishar haneder leolam.
He meant the shechita.
Well, listen to this. He's saying a new halacha in the Nedarim. Let's learn the Nedarim. Now we're learning the Sefer in the Nedarim. The lo shaycha kabolas neder kisha isur eno bar v'yachol lipaka kol shah shalom midas. Oh, shalom mishas hanode. Whoa, how does he know this? This imam should have to be a baki in Masechta Nedarim for this. Again, so you took a neder, and the neder could nullify itself if somebody else decides to nullify it, so to speak. Mm-hmm. That's not called a neder.
What does it mean, shall you say no bar?
In other words, if the Issa depends upon someone else, that's called an Issa Shein Abara, because somebody else could press this button or that button. If presses this button, it's Asur. If presses this button, it's Mutar. You cannot take a Neder in such a case. Because the Din of Nedarim, I don't know where this is coming from, is that a Neder has to be something that will always exist, unless you decide to change it.
That's the same as you're saying that what's the problem, you can't have this Neder Chal on a future Shechita, because the Shechita didn't happen yet.
No, I think he's saying, he's going as far as to say that according to the Marik, this neder can't be chal even immediately. You follow him saying?
Oh, it can't be.
Again, the Marik seems to assume that he's allowed to eat from the very next shchit. You know, tolkin eidibur, the shochet.
Not this shchit.
So it must be that he's working with neder. So you'll ask me, well, if he took a neder on the first piece of meat, then that neder should be chal. No. Because the nether, as far as any future meat, is dependent upon the shochet, whether he'll do tshuva.
It's like double shalim, it's double yolam. The meat, whether it's kosher, it doesn't exist yet. No one checked.
Yeah, but now look at footnote 70.
It's a conditional
letter.
Oh,
yeah, well, just one second, Yosef. I'm afraid to look at footnotes.
I'm going to shut it over.
Yeah, I tried to work out the text without the footnote. Again, so let's understand. Uh-huh. There's a piece of meat on the table.
Right.
I know it wasn't Shechta. That's Shavya Nafshi on this piece of meat. That's a neder.
On that piece.
Now I want to take a neder that from now on I will not eat from this shochet. That neder is not chal. Could you imagine, Rabbo say, a man takes a neder that this shochet I'm never going to eat from his shechita. Why? Because he's a no good charlatan. It's not chal. It's not valid. Because the halach of the neder is that you have to have a dover bar. You can't pick, put a neder and throw it out there that if and then maybe and somebody else is going to come along. Yeah, I don't know. I said I don't know where he's coming from, but that's what he's saying to explain the Ma'arik. Now, mishum the ein ba'miras kabolas neder al shchita mikan alahabo.
Don't we have plenty of Gemara's talk about, you know, Moder Hanami Mechaber, or Moder this?
Yeah,
right?
Just like that.
It's all the time.
No, but Moder Hanami Mechaber means that you can't, you know, let's say
on him, it's on you.
I take upon myself a neder, I won't have Hanami from you. That neder is Olami. You know, there's no ifs, ands, and buts. I'm not throwing. But let's say I took a neder that if you decide to do tshuva, then the neder is no longer chal. Such a neder is not valid. I can't take a neder as long as you don't do tshuva, it's aser, and it'll become mutter when you do tshuva, because that's totally b'das acher. That's not a neder. A neder has to be afla mukhletet.
Okay, and 70 turns that upside down.
Why, what does he say? Eliyesh l'tulu like kol ka, kol zeh kol v'nidsh ha'chiyin. Yeah, well,
That's conditional.
You know, he's not accepting. Look, I don't know if this footnote is not accepting what it says here, then
he's turning it around.
But what is he saying? He's saying
you can make a conditional neder.
So you're not accepting what it says here. So let's ask the question: where did he get this from? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Exactly.
It's not a question whether you like it or you don't like it. There's no reason why I should like this thing. I don't like it at all. Yes. But if that's the halacha in the darim, then what am I going to do? So I don't know. There's no footnote here again. Where did the Rav get this from? Naya halach in the Dorim. We have to learn Masech in the Dorim from cover to cover and figure out where he got it from. But just to write a footnote and say and blow it away, I mean, that's not fair. So why'd you write it to begin with?
Who wrote the footnote?
His name is Krumbine, I think.
What I wanted to know, is it possible?
Eliakim Krumbine. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. Whoa, if I said Krumbine, I have to ask him for tshuva. Okay, Eliakim Koenigsberg.
Oh, Koenigsberg, yes.
You know him? I know of Mishpachat Koenigsberg. He's a Rebbe, I think, at YU, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. You know?
I think he is.
So you'll have
same
to.
One, yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to. Yeah, how many Eliakim Krumbine's Koenigsberg's going to be, right? Find out if he's a Kohen, because Koenigsberg is a Kohen.
That's a Kohen name, that's right.
Yeah, that's a dead giveaway. I don't think they're false at Koenigsberg's. I mean, the Chofetz Chaim was a Kohen, you know. His name was Koenig also. His name was Kogan. It's the same. It's the same. Just different pronunciations. The same name. I'm Shavya Nafshi Lav Me Din Neder. That's against the Marik, and it's also against the Gaon. Remember, the Gaon was operating in Cherem Kol Me Din Neder. The East of Rosh Hashanah Nechleku Ram Gamliel Rav Yeshua B'Eidus Al Kiddush HaChodesh. Oh, this is a famous Gemara. Well, it's one of those sad Gemaras. Very sad. This is why they deposed Rav Gamliel, if you remember, from the Nesius. He says, V'im Isa D'Shav Yen Ashkatichu Midin Neder Heich Omer Rav Yakiva L'Rav Yeshua She'yelich Eitzel Rav Gamliel. Was, according to him, it was already Yom Kippur. So ha'af in Rosh Chodesh nikva b'yom acher is lomlo nimble of Yeshua the Shavya Nashich Atich v'Yisur Midin Neder. As even if, let's say, you accept Rabbi Gamliel's decision that the previous month was Chaser Moli, whatever the case was, but that's irrelevant to Neder. You know, if Rabbi Yeshua disagrees, maybe he doesn't have the authority to establish Rosh Chodesh on a particular day, but he knows when the moon was B'chidusha, right? So he knows that this day is Yom Kippur. I would say it all depends upon Beis Din here. But okay, let's see. He says, V'im Isa, the Shavir Hashem, Neder. So this is another view of this Kasha. It doesn't matter. Yeah, again, you could always say it's a toes, but I think it has to do with Bezdin. Let me just see if this is right. Lomelo Nema. Yeah, Afilu Mutim, of course. I could have written this paragraph. Okay. He says the following. Lomelo Nema. Dear Rabbi Yeshua, Shavya Nafshe, El Kotzok, Lomel Shavya Nafshe, Midine Monas, Lomel Nemel Atzmo, Mishim Hoki, Bedover, She Efshar. Kigon Shaomer Al Yom Chol Shush. That I don't understand. But Achein Nira Deim Zuraya Klal. The kasha, the nodu is not a kasha. We all have shavya nafshi chal mi din neder. The shiny hosom. Rabbi Yeshua taught the psak shalo. The mi acher sheyil medu Rabbi Akiva. The al kvius rosh chodesh al idei nasi. Is amirin atem afilu mezidim afilu mutim afilu shogin. Is nimsa shekvius Rabbi Yeshua nasta betos v'lav klumu. Right, because he's arguing with the Kviyus of Bezdin because he says they made a mistake. That's irrelevant. Rosh Chodesh doesn't depend upon whether they got it right or they didn't get it right. Rosh Chodesh is Chal because of the Maisa of Bezdin or Rosh Bezdin. They are Kover Rosh Chodesh, even in case of Tos. Mishum Hachi Lo Hoya Tam L'Rav Shua Linog Dine Yom HaKippurim Pichesh Bono Af Midin Shavya Nafshi. Correct, because it's the the key words here, I don't know, he doesn't flesh it out, are bezd. And that's the key of keys. Now, do you have membez? I think I gave it out.
Not in this.
This membez is a masla. We had a long discussion about a masla. You remember that?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure I gave it out.
Oh, yeah.
John, you should have it. All right. You have it. It's number membez, correct?
Page membez.
Okay. So how far did we get? We're almost at the end.
You better be within 2 minutes.
You have no time.
All right. Okay. You'll leave when you have to leave. I just want to say one thing over here. Okay. He's learning that Eid Echad Nem Bisurin is Midin Nemonis, which is a Hochacha, he calls it. Meaning that the Eid Echad is not Eidus, but he gives us ample evidence that in Isurim we could rely on his word. So the Rav wants to suggest the following, and this is how he wants to explain the Shach. We don't need a statement, an explicit statement from Eid Echad to apply Eid Echad and Bisurim. The very fact that he didn't say the opposite, that itself is a hochacha. So for example, if you talk about a shochet, he doesn't have to say that the shechita is a shechita kshera. On the contrary, we can assume that everything was hunky-dory, kedasu kedin, until he tells us otherwise. And if that be the case, there's no way you can apply the principle of kevod shehigid in Eid Echad. Why? Because kevod shehigid applies whenever you need a haggadah. In Eid Echad, you don't even need a haggadah. The shtika itself is enough for Eid Echad and Bisurim.
No.
It means if you come home to your wife and she doesn't tell you that she's a neither, you can assume she's not a neither. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If I put food on the table, you can assume it's kosher food. If the shochet checks something and he doesn't say otherwise, it means let's sell it as kosher meat. So we don't need a haggadah. Why? Because we're not dealing with eidus, we're dealing with hochacha. And the Rav has his I don't like the terminology. He's saying that Eidus is be'etzem divrehem. And once it's be'etzem divrehem, then we apply the principle of shuvei nechozer u'magid. But in the case of Eid Echad, which is not etzem divrehem, we don't even need divrehem. It's simply a hochacha. It's simply a circumstantial evidence, if you will. And therefore, we don't apply the principle of kevod shehigid, and hence we can accept an amasla. And let's go back to amasla. Tavach she'asa siman b'rosh hakeves, and he tells us now that the reason why he put that siman there is not because it was really treif, but he just wanted to shoo away all the potential buyers so he could buy himself. In such a case, is neman. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskens. So the question is, Shev Shmaita asks, well, what are you going to do with kevod shehigid shuvei nechozer u'magid? Or, for example, he quotes the Chachmei Provence and they say that if a father says he married off his daughter, he's not believed within a masla. It's kevin shehigin. So why don't we apply the same thing in eidech and nisurin? So the Rav is answering because eidech and nisurin is fundamentally different than agadas eidus. It's not a din in the amira or the dibur, etzem adibur. It's all a question of hokhacha based on his nemonis, and if he reinterprets what he said, we can accept it. Okay, I wish everyone a great Shabbos.
A good Shabbos, all the very best.
Yeah, thank you so much.
What's the class now?